what's today's date?
19th.
Okay, December 19th, 2011. This is a last-minute share. I got a call from Michael this morning that no one, stepped up to the plate. So I was able to put something together today. I think the topic I wrote down was the woman's obligation in Hallel of Hanukkah. So I think we have some of these things we've seen before in previous chaburas. So let's take a look at source number one on the first page. Gemara in Sukkah talks about Hallel in Hallel for women's obligation. Hallel not on Sukkah, not on Hanukkah, but on a regular Yontif. So before we get to Hallel of Hanukkah, let's talk about Hallel of a regular Yontif. What's a woman's obligation vis-a-vis Hallel on Yontif? So the Gemara says, he's talking about a case of a man who doesn't know how to read Hebrew. So Mishnah later on says is that if there's another man there, a man can say Hallel, and the guy that doesn't know how to read Hebrew is, maybe he says Hallelujah, maybe he says one word because they want it to be a little bit responsive, but basically he's Yotzei his Chiv and Hallel by the principle of Shomer Ka'onet, that the other Jew says the Hallel, and this Jew who doesn't know how to read, just by listening, is Yotzei in his Chiv of Hallel. However, if the person, that's not the case though, if a person who is reading it is a Chereshota Katan or an Isha, an Eved Isha or a Katan. If they are reading the Hallel, then they're going to have to do it responsively. Every word that the woman says, then the man who doesn't know how to read will have to repeat it. But you could not just have the woman read the whole paragraph and have the man Yotzei is Bimotzi Yizchiv by Shomei Ka'ona. Let's see that, and then Rashi will explain why not. So you understand why. It's obvious, obviously, but let's go through it. It says, the Mishnah says, Misha Haya Eved O Isha O Katan. However, if the person reading is going to be an Eved, an Isha, or a Katan, Makrin Oso. So those people, the Isha and the Katan, will read the Hallel, and Ona Acharein Mashein Omrin, and he will repeat after them word by word. V'tavo lo me'ira, and he should be cursed because he doesn't know how to read Hebrew. He should go home and know how to read Hebrew and learn it by himself. So why? However, if it was a man, the Mishnah continues, then he can be, all he has to say is Hallelujah, and he can be Yotzei with Shomer Ka'ona from the whole paragraph. So Rashi said, why? And obviously, why doesn't Shomer Ka'ona work for an Eved Isha or Katan? V'imhayava Eved or Isha or Katan, Rashi explains, ho of ein mechuyav bedavar, ein motzi et mechuyav midei chavato, hilkach ona acharav kol mashu omer. So Rashi explains the Mishnah, how everyone learns the Mishnah, is that the woman is, and the Katan and the Eved are not mechuyav in Hallel on Yontif. So since they're not mechuyav bedavar, they can't be motzi achayim bedavar. So you can't use the mechanism of a Shomer Ka'ona. Shomer Ka'ona only works if the person who's reciting it is also mechuyav bedavar. Since the woman is not mechuyav in Hallel, you can't use the mechanism of Shomer Ka'ona, and this man has to repeat after them word by word. So from that source in Sukkah, we see that women are putter from Hallel on Yontif. So let's look at the Tosus right there. Again, Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, third source. So the Tosus already maybe wants to limit it. It's not that women are putter from all Hallels. They're putter from this Hallel, Hallel of Yontif. Hallelujah. But there are other Hallels. He's going to talk about the Hallel of Pesach night that a woman is chayiv in. How does he know that? Well, he says a woman is chayiv in Arba Kosos. And he says that Arba Kosos was metaken keneged four mitzvahs of the night. Kiddush, Magid, Berchas HaMazon, and Hallel. So since Hallel, since the Arba Kosos are tied into those four mitzvos, so there must be chayiv, and the chayiv in Arba Kosos, so there must be chayiv in those four mitzvos, one of those mitzvos being Hallel, since they're chayiv in the coast of one of the Arba Kosos, which is associated with Hallel, there must be chayiv in Hallel. So why then he's going to then go explain, why then is a woman putter from Hallel on Sukkis on Yontif, but would have to say Hallel Pesach night. So he says that Hallel Pesach night is the Al Hanesba, and since this principle of Afen Hayu Boso Hanes, there'll be Chayiv in that Hallel of Pesach night, which is Al Nesba, because of Afen Hayu Boso Hanes, but not the Hallel, which comes from a Yontif, which is Mechuyev, is not Nes, and Mechuyev is the Kiddush Hayom of Yontif itself. Let's look at it inside. Misha Evero Isha, Mashmakan, the Isha Ptura Mehalel. Like we explained, the Hallel of the Sukkos. V'chein Datzeres. They'll be put on those Yontifs, they don't have to say Hallel. V'taim Mishum, the Mitzvah Sasesha is Man Gramahi. And he explains that's why they're putter from Hallel because it's Mitzvah Sheas Man Gama. However, the Hallel Psochim Mashma Terek and Afal Gav. Even though they'll be putter here, they wouldn't be putter of Hallel Lele Pesach Mashma Terek Avi Psochim. The Mechayvi B'Dalakosos Umistama Lo Tikna Dalakosos Elikadei Lomar Len Hallel Valgada. So we said his proof again. The chayiv in abrakosis. One of the abrakosis is on Hallel. So it sounds mashmer from there that they're chayiv in Hallel of Pesach night. So why that they're chayiv and not Sukkis? So he says Shani Hallel the Pesach dal haneisba vafin hayu boso haneis avakan lo haneis amor. Like we explained. Okay. So therefore, according to Tosus's principle, you understand that Hallel sometimes comes, and we'll see it in the next source. Hallel sometimes is said, the Mechayev Hallel sometimes is the Kedusha Shayom of Yontif. Every Yontif is Mechayev Hallel. But there are other Mechayev Hallel, and Neis is Mechayev Hallel too. And if it's Bishum Neis, then you can invoke the principle of Afein Hayu Bosva Neis, and that can get the woman Chayev in Hallel of Pesach night. So now our question would be, what's the nature of the Hallel on Chanukah? If the nature of Hallel on Chanukah is also Neis, then it sounds like you can invoke, make the equation, and Tosus would then assume that you can, if it's Al Neis, then just like Hallel Pesach is Al Neis, and you can invoke Afen Hayu Boso Hanes, and women would be chayiv. So too of Chanukah, if the mechayiv is Neis, then you can invoke the principle of Afen Hayu Boso Hanes, and women should be chayiv in Hallel on Chanukah. We know we invoke that. Like we know we invoke Afen Hayu Boso Hanes for Hadlakas Neres. I should backtrack. That's Yeshua ben Levi says it three times very explicitly. He uses the principle of Afen Hayu Boso Hanes by Hadlakas Neros, by Megillah, and by Arba Kosos. So he says the same limud of that they are chayiv in those three mitzvahs because of Afen Hayu Boso Hanes. The question is, I want to know, can you invoke that principle not only for Hadlakas Neros, but can you invoke that principle also for Hallel?
It's not clear from the Tosfot if Pesach is different or Leil HaSeder is different.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it says Sukkot Atzer and Vatzeret.
Right.
assuming here, from the first line, it would seem that on Pesach, women are Chayvim Hallel.
No, just for the Seder.
I think we're talking about the Leil.
It says between the Sukkot v'ken Atzeret.
Right.
There is no Leil HaSeder. There is no Leil on Sukkot Netzeret. On Shavuot and on Sukkot, we only make the Hallel in the morning.
In the morning, right.
On the Korbanot. Mm-hmm. It's Mashma.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes, so it seems to that the May Pesach is a Chiyuv. Then he goes to a very specific Chiyuv of Leil HaSeder.
Right.
But it's not clear what he would say about 7 days of Pesach.
No, why would that be any different than Sukkot?
That's why you should have said that. You should have said Puturim Hallel.
Yeah, I would assume. I agree. I think he would say that there would be a Hallel on the regular Sukkot days, just like it. I mean, they would be putter from Yontif type of Hallels, Sukkot, Atzeres. And he didn't mention and Pesach and anything which is a Yontif Challah. But I would think Leil Pesach, I think he's talking about the Seder, that Hallel a woman would be Chayev on. So why didn't he say Ganai Tzeres? So you tried to make a diak, he didn't say it there?
Pesach is no Chilish, mm-hmm. It's only Leil Seder. In other words, there's no, it's a Sukkot, that's Tzeret. Women don't say Hallel in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chiyuv.
Right.
They don't say chumim. Not Pesach. Not Atzeret. No, that's
right. I agree.
So there's no
halal on Pesach, Atzeret, and Sukkot during the day.
You could have said this, but Yotzei Dofen is there one halal a year.
Right. And that's what, that's all he brought down.
He can't learn anything from it except for that one hollow year.
Okay, but he... Okay, so that one hallel of the year, Pesach night, hallel of Pesach night, he says women would be chayev, but he gave a reason. Because it's neis.
But hallel of Pesach morning is also from a neis.
No, that's the chayev of a young. We would say that chayev, I would say no. The chayev of hallel Pesach morning is not because of neis. The chayev hallel is because of Kedusha Sayyam of Yontif. Every Yontif is mechayev hallel. Pesach is no different during the day, just like Sukkot and Atzeres. So that holiday you say in the morning is not Al Hanes. That Chayv is Mishum Kedusha Sayom of the Chag. But the Hallel of Pesach night is Al Hanes. That would be different, and that woman would be Chayv because you can invoke Afin Hayubosa Hanes. But we see, but the regular Yontif, they're not Chayv, as you see very clearly from the Gemara and Sukkos, which says that a woman cannot be Motzi a man by saying Hallel. So I would think a Yontif Hallel, even Pesach Day, a woman is pater from our source one. But Tosus is saying that they are chayev on Seder night. And then, so the question is, if they are, and the reason is because of Nes, so Nes, you can say, Afayin al Yerboso on Nes. What about Chanukah? Is the Hallel from Chanukah also Mishum Nes? So if you look through the source four, Al Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud, Amid Aleph, so it talks about the different days that you have to say full Hallel. He says there are 18 days that you have to say Hallel, the 8 days of Sukkot. You take the 8 days of Chanukah, it brings you up to 16. And then you have the first day of Pesach, I think it's 17, and the first day of Shavuos. So that brings you up to 18. There are 18 days that you say how. In Chutz La'aretz, a few more days. It goes up to 21. Okay, and then they try to bring down a principle. So they start by saying, what is the difference between why on Pesach, on Sukkot, you say it all 8 days, but on Sukkot, all... all the days, but on Pesach, only the first day. So he says that the individual korban of Sukkot, either the simcha that it brings, or that since it has different korbanos, every day of simcha is unlike Pesach, which brings the same korban musaf every day. So that's why on Sukkot you say a full hallel, but not on Pesach. So if it's based on korbanos, well, Shabbos has its own korban, so they say Shabbos is not called a moed. Oh, if it's called on basing a moed, so Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, and you don't say a full hallel. So we say Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Isser Malacha. So what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have both Isser Malacha and it is called an Amoed? So really you should say Hallel. Separate reason, there was a separate tour of Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are open in the front of, and you're not going to say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But then go back. So, but if our principle is still working that you need Moed and you need Korban to say that you say a full Hallel, then what are you going to do? We're getting to the very end. What are you going to do about our case of Chanukah? V'hai Chanukah d'lo hachi v'lo hachi. So how can you say a full Hallel if you don't have a Korban and you don't have an Isser Malacha? It's not called the Moed. So we say, no, Chanukah is different. Mishum Nisa. The Hallel of Chanukah is because of Neis. That Chiyav of Hallel. So to say, and therefore you can say it, you say it all 8 days because of the Neis. So then making that equation, if Hallel on Chanukah is Mishum Neis, and Tosu said that Pesach night, the reason why women would say it is also is Mishum Neis, and you can invoke Afein Hoyubos on Neis. So to answer our question, are women chayev to say Hallel on Chanukah? The next three sources, the Taurus Rafael, who was related to Netziv and a Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, and the Sefer Minchas Pitim, they said was... I forget, I cut out the footnotes. Some Hungarian, trying to remember what it was, and the Shutta, his Oros Tshuva, they all say, Mashma, Shemachayv Nashim, Mahalo V'Chanukah, based on this equation, which we just said, so not only invoke Afen Hoyo Bosva Neis for Hadlaka, not only invoke it for, the three mitzvahs that we know, Hadlaka, Megillah, and Arba Kosos, but since Tosus also said it applies to the Hallel of Pesach night, it'll apply to the Hallel of, since it's Mishum Neis, it'll also apply to the Hallel of Chanukah, which is Mishum Neis. So that's one side of the equation. However, if you look at the poskim that we normally look at, the echelon we look at, so you look at the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Nashim Pturus Mikol Halel. There's no, he disagrees with Tosfos, there's no Halel that that a woman is Chayev to say. And the Be'er Halacha, Mishneh Berurah also says, he quotes more like a line with Atos, he says that Mavur Ard B'Shas Sukkah Lamed Ches, he quotes Agamara, Ubeposim, the Nashim Pturus Mihalel, I'm reading the Be'er Halacha, Umeshum Dehi Mitzvah Saseshah Zman Grama, Chutz Mihalel Delel Pesach. So the Magen Avraham says there's no halel. The Be'er Halacha admits, like Tosfos says, there'll be halel of Pesach, but he does not bring in, like these other people made the equation, that a halel of Chanukah women would be chayv. So it's masha from the Magen Avraham, women don't say are not mechuyev in halel Chanukah. It's masha that, like from the Be'er Halacha too, that women are not chayv in halel on Chanukah. So let's try to explain it. I think I wrote six different answers here now. Maybe why, you know, why women might be chayiv in Halel on Pesach night, but not on Chanukah. So my first answer is that I thought that, and we talked about this when we talked about the mitzvah of Arba Kosos, that there were two ways to understand Arba Kosos. Tosos was not my first understanding of Arba Kosos. I understood Arba Kosos usually, and when I was younger, that there was a separate din derabanan to drink Arba Kosos. I never, you know, and that's the mitzvah. There was a mitzvah to drink Arba Kosos. It wasn't, I didn't think, like Tosos is saying, really there is four mitzvahs of the night, and the Chachamim wanted for every one of those mitzvahs to be said on a koshel bracha to enhance that mitzvah, so then they associated Arba Kosos to say that all those four mitzvahs should be said al hakos to enhance those mitzvahs. Berachas Hamazon, Kiddush, you know, Halel, and Magid. You know, I understood it. No, there's a separate mitzvah of to drink Arba Kosos mishum cheirus mishum. You know, the whole proof, I think, when you read Tosfos is saying, how do we know that Halel, how did you know that Halel, women are chayev in Halel, Pesach night? He says, well, since we know that they're chayev in Arba Kosos, step one. And step two, and we know that Arba Kosos is associated, each one with a mitzvah, one of those mitzvahs is Halel, so the chayev in Halel. But if you break it up, if you don't say that each, yes, the chayiv, you agree with they're all chayiv in Arba, women are chayiv in Arba Dalakosos, that you would agree with. But if you say it's a separate independent mitzvah of Arba Kosos, not because they want to enhance every one of the four mitzvahs of the night and say it Berchas Alakos, so then you can say there's a mitzvah of Arba Kosos, women are chayiv in Arba Kosos, no proof that a woman has nothing to do with Halel, no proof that a woman is chayiv in Halel.
It's also not an obstacle. In other words, it can't be used either way. Because it can't be, there are four different... You can't prove that Halel is a mitzvah for women by the fact that Halel generates a kos yayin, and if she has to drink the kos yayin, it must be that she's chayev Halel. That's circular reasoning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if you... I think if you took that... I think Tosfos, I mean, if he makes that assumption that it's really the, you know, that he goes with the mitzvahs first, his assumption was that the Arba Kosos were really were to say those four mitzvahs al hakos. So if you're chayev on that mitzvah, you're chayev. It must be chayev al hakos. Must be chayev that mitzvah.
But
if you say women should just have Arba Kosos, there's a separate mitzvah of Arba Kosos, not connected based on the four mitzvahs. Then you can split it and say they're chayev in Arba Kosos, but they're not chayev in the mitzvah halal.
No, you can tell me that they're chayev the Arba Kosot,
right?
Because they're chayevim on the mitzvot. There's four different mitzvot, him chayivim, therefore they have Arba Kosot. Now, why do we know women are chayivim Arba Kosot? Because each one of the Arba Kosot, Kiddush, Agadah, Berchat HaMazon, and Halel, they're chayivim that. That's why they also have Arba Kosot.
Okay.
You can't use it to work the other way, unless you know that they're chayivim Halel. You can't say there's a takana, we have a minhag. It's the first Mishnah in Misachim, that lo yifchat adam le'arba kosot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's brought down for also of women.
Mm-hmm.
So we know women are chayivim arba kosot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use that to prove that they're chayivim on.
I think they can. If you could, if you said that the arba kosos were keneged, you know, the four mitzvos, then you could. But you couldn't prove it that halal is a mitzvah if it was just a independent, you know, chiyuv of laharos of cheros laharos esas mukilu yatsam of mitzrayim. Then it wouldn't. Then you can't. You don't
you're
prove
halal. You're saying it's a mitziyut that I'd be chayav arba kosot, and my wife would be chayav shalosh kosot.
No,
because she's not chayavim halal.
No, I'm saying she would be chayav arba kosos because the chachamim would matakin arba kosos that night. Nothing to do with halal and benching and kiddush.
No, so therefore I can't prove anything about halal.
Correct. That if you said they were disconnected. However, if you said that there really was the only reason that there's arba kosos really is because there's four mitzvos and the chacham. What was the takana of arba kosos? Was it an independent chiyuv just to drink arba kosos, or then there would be no proof, or was it a takana to say that the four mitzvos of the night should be elevated and you should do them al hakos? Don't just say regular kiddush. Say, you know, say kiddush al hakos. Say, you know, say benching al hakos. Say al hakos. Don't just say the words of Haggadah. Don't just say Haggadah al hakos. Right? So if you said it that way, and the chayv in arba kosis, then it would be chayv in the arba mitzvahs.
No one's going to bring proof that women are chayvim, the Sipor Yitzhak Matzayim.
Right.
Because, how do I know?
Because
they drink a kos.
Tosus would. Okay, let's move on. That's my understanding.
Such as man grama only works to patch her up at the rice.
We're going to say Afen Hoyo Boso Anes only works on a Durabanan level and would not work for Mitzvah D'oraisa. If you want to jump, we're going to get to that. We're going to bring that.
I mean, just the Russian words in here.
And then we're going to talk about Halal, exactly. And we'll talk about Halal.
Because it's Mitzvah Seshe, it says Man Grama, only works if it's a D'oraisa. If it's Mitzvah Seshe, it says Grama is only a Patur on a Mitzvah D'oraisa. If it's Mitzvah D'rabanan, Mitzvah Seshe says Man Grama is completely irrelevant.
I know that Afen Hoyu Ba'os Hanes only works on a Dorban and doesn't work on a Doraisa.
No, but Afen Hoyu Ba'os Hanes only works for Doraisa.
Because Misam the Rabbanim said what you have to
do. Right. No, wait, let me just think for a second. Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama is a Patur that only works
on a Doraisa.
On Doraisa things. So therefore I understand.
So at the beginning he's saying, oh, you let him say how, because it's Mrs. Sesha's man grandma. That's okay if you say how is a Doraisa.
Right.
How is a Drabanan? It's a Sesha's man grandma. It's no Patur.
It's no Patur, and therefore women. They should say it.
Say black, he
says. He says
black on white. If they don't say how, because it's Mrs. Sesha's man grandma. I'm saying that's good if how is a Doraisa. But if
halal
is not, it's not a
daraisa,
so what do you mean?
Okay, so we're talking about a halal and yantif. So halal and yantif, is it a daraisa or not? I saw that it's a machlok. The Rambam says, give me 1 second, that all halal is only derabanan. Rambam says that even the Ramban in the Zasagas says no. That halal on yantif is a daraisa. So maybe Tosus is agreeing, right? And therefore you can work. But even the Ramban who says that halal is. It could be from simcha that they're lechayv in simcha, and simcha halal might be a portion of simcha. So, but he says halal is a kashur to korbanot. Okay, and so therefore he would say it's chayv d'oraisa. However, even the Ramban who says that yantif halal is a d'oraisa says that Hanukkah is only a d'rabanan would be only a d'rabanan.
Yeah,
okay. So let's. Okay, so now we had some people. We saw this equation that maybe you can say afen hayu also by neis, also by since also by Chanukah halel, and we saw that. But then we saw that the Magen Avraham and Ber Alachas don't make that say that halel. Yes, maybe hadlaka. You can say afen hayu both on neis, and women have to say hadlaka, but you wouldn't say afen hayu both on neis for halel of Chanukah.
Yes, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. You know what women should say or not say how on Chanukah, it just doesn't mention it, I guess.
Right. Right. So the Ramah, you know, I left my last sheet. I think the Rama was, I think the end result was, I don't know if he said about this, that women, they wanted to know about the Rama normally says that they're not mechuyev. We're talking about not mechuyev. So, but the Rama Ashkenazim normally say that women could say, could make brachos.
Right,
can make brachos. But he was saying that maybe for, oh, he was saying for maybe for Havdalah, he brought in that maybe women should not say Havdalah for themselves. They always wanted to say, you know, so then should not say. So the Magen Avraham wanted to say on that, because maybe the women only say brachos when it's on a different mitzvah. But when the mitzvah itself is the bracha, then they would not say it. So maybe he wanted to say, maybe that's why they don't say Kiddush HaChodesh.
Kiddush on Shabbat.
Oh no, so so they wouldn't, they shouldn't make biyotzi from someone, they don't biyotzi from someone else. Other people say no, that it's even those type of brachos, so a woman's not mechuyev, let's say, but if a woman wanted to and you're an Ashkenaz, then you can do it, you know, like make a brachon even on a mitzvah that you're in a mitzvah. So let's just say, so one, so that's one, but further on in the sources, now on the second of Tosos and the Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, so I wanted to say, and that was your point, you wanted to say that V'hadam Rinan, does mitzvah, does Afein Hayu Bos Hanes, does, would it work on a Doraisa, only Dorabanan, or could it also work on a Doraisa? So we want to say V'hadam Rinan the Pturus Misukah. So the Gemara says that women we know don't have to sit in the sukkah. So Tosfos is asking a question: why is a woman put up from sitting in the sukkah? Weren't they sukkahs? Talks about our experience in the midbar. Women benefited from the nisim in the midbar too. So why don't you say a woman was afein hayu bos hanei? So they should be chayiv in sukkah. So afagav da afein hayu bos hanei ki b'sukkah so shafti hasam ba'asei d'oraisa. So therefore, for an aseid oraisa, afein hayu bos hanei doesn't work on you know, to put you back into a mitzvah d'oraisa. Aval ba'arba kosos. But arba koso, since it's only a durabanan tiknu, so we say gam lenashin kevishar yabosu anes. Then, if it's a mitzvah durabanan, which has, you know, persume nisa, then you can say afhen ha yabosu anes, you know, is can affect and could be mechayev the woman, and you know, for hadlaka, for, you know, for Megillah and for Arba Kosos. But it can't be Mechayev a woman to sit in the sukkah.
It's a funny tosis, because the Gemara and Tzuvos, if you remember, as the Yun, why are women Pater? And they come out with, you know, a Diyat Ezrach to exclude Gemayet Nashim.
Okay.
And the Zotzos is asking, oh, are they Chayev or not? They've already discussed it in Sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly would be Chayev, except we have a, what do you call it? We have a Xeris Akosov, you know, that they were not, the women are excluded.
Right. So I'm saying, even if they're excluded,
now with a half, me know, but maybe after they should be in there. So
right.
Feirish Gemara that yeah, they should be in there, but they're excluded. Xeris
Akasa. Okay.
So that I don't know what that, you know.
The so if our principle so was that Afein doesn't work for Mrs. Doraisa, so some people wanted to give an answer. I wasn't thrilled with this answer, but I was saying that some people wanted to say that maybe. As strange as it sounds, that maybe the Hallel on Chanukah is a Doraisa. Even Chanukah, though, the whole holiday is Dirabanan, maybe that Hallel is Doraisa. And if the Hallel is Doraisa, then we said you can't invoke Afen Hayu Bosu Anes to put, you know, on a Doraisa level, to be Mekayim Mitzvah Doraisa. So that would be one reason why maybe. Let's say a Hallel of Pesach night, which I guess is maybe, I guess he'll say he was on a Durabanan level. That's what I'm saying.
No,
that's
what I'm right, but Chanukah is not Torah.
Right. So how could it be? So how could it be? So, they, but what? Well, so the first,
be a,
so,
yeah. Like well, the discussions of Hallel on right. On Yom Tzur.
Correct.
Talked about the fact that
Kavachomer.
If you're in a wedding, if you're in a matzav
excellent.
Where a nes was done for you,
right?
You have everyone is a chiyuv.
Right.
It's not a tzibor necessarily. It's not a chiyuv of Am Yisrael. Maybe.
Okay.
It's a chiyuv to everyone who's alive today.
Okay.
Who is benefiting from the nes of Hakamat Medina.
Okay.
And we have a chiyuv, so that's how you can have. a chag de rabbanan.
Right.
It has a chiyuv doraita
of hodas and
halach. Doraita of hoda.
Right, of hoda. So we say right. So we wanted to say that right. There is a kavachomer that if mimis, they said mimisa lachayin, no mishibud lugaula. On Pesach night, they just were mushubadim, and then they were slaves, and then they went out in geula, and they said az yashir. So if the Torah was mechayiv them in halel and hoda'a just by coming out from slavery to freedom, so surely mimisa lachayim akal v'chomer, you would be obligated to say halel. So if you can then apply that to Hanukkah and say that they went out mimisa, you know, lachayim, so maybe that halal would be a d'oraisa, even though the other mitzvahs that they're instituting and the events that are happening are d'rabbanon, are in the framework of a d'rabbanon. So he also quoted another. This is from what was that guy from Efrat, Rav Grunstein. So he brought down this Gemara saying that in Tainis Daf Chof Chet Amid Aleph, he wanted to say Amar Rav, but also a proof that maybe the Hallel of Hanukkah is a Doraisa Hallel, because he talks about a Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. He says Zoso Meret Halai, the last source on one Zoso Meret Halayla the Beresh Yarcha, the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Lav Doraisa, is not Doraisa. Because how do we know? Damar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Tzodek, and he quotes a list. Shmona So Yom Shana Yachid Gomer Behena Tahalel, and he's quoting certain days that they did quote the Hallel. One of them is Shmona Shemei Chanukah. So it must be that those days he wants to say are the ones that are Doraisa. But since Rosh Chodesh is not on the list, that's only Durabanan. Maybe the Gemara is leaning towards and Rashi there. Oh, maybe Rashi there says Hallel the Rosh Chodesh Lav Doraisa. I'm on source 2. About Hallel Shel Chanukah, he quotes Kev and Shinavim Tiknu Lomar. I'll call Tzoros Shel Tova Alehen, that all, you know, from Tzoros shouldn't come upon us. Shekasheyu Nigalin, when you're Nigal from a Tzora, Mimana Yomru also Al Gula San Vavdus Nasham Kida Araisa Dami. So he says, you know, he starts talking about the Hallel is like a Kida Araisa, and he quotes this Rav Yochum Perlo, and who wrote a Sefer on Rav Sajigons, who puts in the Sefer all. Tries to get all Tayag mitzvos into the Seres Adibros, and he also wants to say maybe that Hallel is Doraisa, and Chassam Sofer wants to say something interesting that you may Purim, you may Chanukah, yes, Heim Ach Malasos Behem Im Lishtoch Manot or Lahadlik Neros. That's all Durabanan. However, Efshah decrees Hallel Megillah Havik Havachoma Doraisa Loma Shira. That you have to do some Doraisa aspect to say Shira, even on Chanukah and Purim, even though Chanukah is only a mitzvah Durabanan, Hadlaka and all those, and Purim, there's only mitzvahs Durabanan. It might be, however, to, you know, those mitzvahs are Durabanan. But if you let the whole day go by without showing any gratitude to Hashem, without recognizing the day at all as being something special, there might be a pagam in a chiyav d'oraisa to say Hallel when that kal v'chomer kicks in of misa l'chaim l'koshkein, that we should say Hallel. So if all those answers apply, that would be the second answer. The second answer would be maybe Hallel, the women are pater from Hallel on Chanukah, because somehow there's a Doraisa level, and Afhein Hayu Ba'osvanes then can't put them in, because we deal. It only works on a Doraban, it doesn't work on a Doraisa level.
The Mitzvah Sester says Man
Groma
does not wipe that out on a Doraisa level.
Okay.
On a Drabbanan level, it does wipe it out, because there's no Mitzvah Sester Shazman Groma, or maybe there is, but it's very light on a Drabbanan, so Achal Yubosu Hanes can overcome it, but not in the Doraisa.
Right. I guess I once talked about Afen Hayom Bosanais. I guess I can talk about it now. Maybe I was going to talk about it later. I always thought that that's what happened. I thought that Mitzvah Sester Shazman Groma parted you from that mitzvah, right? And then we're saying Afen Hayom Bosanais put you back into that mitzvah. The Rav explains, and I think the verse is different. Really, how can Afen Hayu Ba'osvanes knock out Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma? Really can't. Can't cancel out Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. So you want to say that really Afen Hayu on the Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma, women are putter. So they're putter from all these mitzvahs. They're putter from all those mitzvahs is the Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. So, however, the chiyuv of, if however Afin hayu boso nes generates this a new chiyuv. If there's a chiyuv of pirsume nisa, if there's something where there's a chiyuv of pirsume nisa, then afin hayu boso nes tells you that you are chayiv. Even women would be chayiv in pirsume nisa. I didn't explain it well. Let me try to say it again. Let's say lighting Hanukkah candles. Lighting Hanukkah candles, we say, is a mitzvah seisha hazman grama, so women should be patur. But since lighting Hanukkah candles also has an aspect of pirsumei nisa, and the women benefited from in Hanukkah times too, so therefore the women are patur from hadlakas neiros mishum mitzvah hadlakas neiros, but they're chayiv to light candles because of pirsumei nisa. Let me say it even better. When a man lights a candle, this is the way I should say it. When a man lights a candle, he's really fulfilling two chiyuvim. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros, durabanan, right? And he's also fulfilling the kiyum of pirsumei nisa. He wants to say women are not chayiv on the first aspect of mitzvah hadlakas neiros durabanan, because it's a mitzvah seisha hazman grama. That they're pater from. But why does a woman have to light candles, right? Because they are chayiv in the mitzvah pirsumei nisa because of afen hayu ba'oso hanes. Same thing in Megillah. Megillah, a man is chayiv to mikra Megillah, to read the Megillah, right? Because it's a mitzvah durabanan on Purim, but he's also chayiv to read or hear the Megillah, you want to say, because of pirsumei nisa of Megillah. A woman is not chayiv to read the Megillah from the mitzvah durabanan, because it's a mitzvah seisha hazman grama, but she is chayiv to at least hear the Megillah because of the aspect of afein hayu ba'oso hanes is mechayiv her in pirsumei nisa. So that aspect of it, Megillah, she would be chayiv in. So that's how I understood afein hayu ba'oso hanes. Doesn't really cancel out mitzvah seisha hazman grama, but creates a new chiyuv for women in those mitzvahs. And we know there are the mitzvahs that have, how do you know which mitzvahs have, are in this essence are pirsumei nisa? The ones that have the brach of sha'asa nisim, which is hadlakas neiros, which is mikra megillah, and they want to say arba kosas because of ashagalanu is also a paraphrase of the mitzvah of sha'asa nisa, the brach of sha'asa nisim.
You
want
a little trouble with Hanukkah, with that has there?
Okay.
Because when you're not home,
yeah,
and your wife
okay.
Right.
Okay.
You're not allowed to light candles there.
Correct. So now I'll explain. It's beautiful. And this is excellent. So I'll make the question even stronger. So why the Gemara says 100% that if you're not home, your wife should light candles and patters you up from your mitzvah. However, so it doesn't, right? And it shouldn't work, because if we say the man has two mitzvahs, you know, right? Wow. So the woman only has one. First of all, it does work. Why? First of all, just say it does work for Megillah. Let's go over. For Megillah, because according to the Bahag, we say a woman should not, shouldn't read the Megillah for a man, according to the Bahag. Tosus brings down. So that you can understand, because a man is chayiv in on two levels of Megillah. A woman is only chayiv Megillah from the Pirsumian aspect, so that you can understand. But the question is strong. So how could a woman light for Hanukkah candles for a man? So the answer is, because Hanukkah has a separate din. Hanukkah's din is ner ishu beso. So what happens is, as long as someone lights a kosher ner Hanukkah, close it near Hanukkah, and it's in the house, that will patter you up, everyone in the house. So, if a cheresh or a shalte or a katan, shalohi gir lechinach, lights a Hanukkah candle, does that candle have a shame Hanukkah candle? No. So it doesn't. If a person with no das, or a very, very young kid, lights a candle and puts it in your house, no one in the house fulfilled their mitzvah. However, if a woman lights the candle, right, and she's only lighting up mishum pirsumei nisa. However, even though it's only mishum pirsumei nisa, that candle has a shame Hanukkah candle, has a shame near Hanukkah. And if you put that in the house, it's patirs everyone in the house. If a katan, you also look at the thing, if you take a katan, shehigil l'chinuch, he writes his candle, even though it's only Mishum Chinuch, but it has Mishum Chinuch, it has a name of a Ner Chanukah. Or Mishum, a woman does a Mishum Persumei Nisa, it has a shame Ner Chanukah. You put that in the house, you can pop there everyone for Ner Ish Ubeso. Not so when it comes to, Mikra Megillah, a katan or a woman couldn't do that. So I think that might answer. Might fit in very well. It's in Harei Kedem that what I just said, I'm paraphrasing Rav Shurkin, who quoted the Rav's Torah in Hilchos Chanukah on that idea. So that was that's a nice diversion. All good. Okay, so let's just keep on moving. But according to the ones, according to the next source, Gemara in Brachos Daf Yedalet, who says, this is the Gemara that says that no, Hallel is only a Durabanan, because it talks about that that you can be, he's asking, can you stop in the middle of Hallel? It talks about, it's coming after this stopping in the middle of Kriya Shema. You know, are you Meshiv, or, you know, Mipnei HaShalom, Mipnei HaYira? Are you in between paragraphs, or you're not in between paragraphs? But there are certain times that you can stop in Kriya Shema. So now the Gemara asks, what about stopping in Hallel? V'Hallel Megillah Mahal Sheyafsik. So Amrin on Kal V'Chomer, Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, and you can stop Posek Hallel, which is only D'Rabbanan. Miboy, you're asking, so surely you should be able to stop. But there, from that Gemara, it seemed very clear that Hallel is only a D'Rabbanan. So if Hallel is a D'Rabbanan, that knocks out our answer number two. So again, we're back to our original question. If Hallel is only D'Rabbanan, and we said that Afhen Hayu Boso Anes works on Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan to make them Chayiv, and it's Bishrum Ne. So why a woman, why according to the Magen Avraham and the Gra, a woman not Chayiv in Hallel on Chanukah? So an answer could be, I wrote four, but it should be three. So the Stechemet gave two answers. One answer was that maybe the Hallel is based on the military victory, and since women are lav nei kibush, then they are that would patter them up from from the Hallel on Chanukah. So you can still say maybe the Hallel of Pesach, the Chayiv, but the and Bishum Neis and Afen Hayubos on Neis. But this one you wouldn't say Afen Hayubos on Neis on Chanukah because the Hallel is because of military victory and the women weren't part of that. So.
It's still benefited from.
Good. I agree. I think it's. I agree with your ha'ara. There's a question of it might come out into the question of afin hayu ba'osanes. There's a machlokas Rishonim. Does that mean that they only benefit from it? And that's Tosfos and the Yerushalmi and the Sages. Just Rashi seems to say that they were the impetus. They were very very involved in the Yeshua, in Esther, for Megillah, in Chanukah, they talk about Yehudis, and Arba Kosis was the Nashim Sitkanios. So maybe they weren't very involved in the military, although if you give the answer of Afhein applies if you just benefited, then I agree with your statement that they benefited from the military victory too, and maybe you can say it. So therefore the Stechemet maybe didn't like that either. So he gave a second answer and he said something to the effect of, again, this is all outside, I didn't say it inside. I heard this, I think, from who was quoting it? I think this is Rabbi Talbis, Rav in Tinek. He says, maybe women are chayiv in Hallel. So women would be chayiv in Hallel. So that's right. So what about, what it means, but not chayiv to recite these prokem of Tehillim, specifically. So I want to say that maybe there is a chayiv of Hallel for women. Okay, because we, and that whole equation works of Hallel, we saw those Gemaras, that Hallel of Chanukah is Mishum Neis. However, all that is Mechayev you, not to say these Pirkei Tehillim, it's just to say something like we said before, to say Lahodus or Hallel generally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe when you say Haner Salalu, that can be, they can be Yotzei their Chiyav of Hallel that way, and they don't have to necessarily say their Pirkei of Hallel from Tehillim. It sort of, I thought, reminded me of when it came to Hallel Pesach night, and they wanted to say, does this flow? And they wanted to say, then I wrote in Hebrew that there is a Ran who says there's a differences. We know there's differences between the Hallel Pesach night and Hallel, other Hallels during the year. So the Hallel Pesach night, you stop after two brachos, you sit down, you, what were some of the other differences? You, You eat in the middle. I mean, no one would, you know, all of a sudden stop in the middle of Hallel and start eating. I mean, you wouldn't do that. There's no bracha, exactly. And there's brachas on Hallel during the rest of the year. So, and the Rav also elaborates on this Rav Haigon Zal Kosta de Shu Shein Mavachan al Hallel Shabalel Psachim, Ligmor at Hallel, Shein Anu Korin also Batoras Korin, Ella Batoras Almost Shira. There's a Hallel Batoras Shira and there's a Hallel Batoras Kriya. And he wants to say that the Hallel Pesach night is Mishum Shira. That's a spontaneous outpouring that they, if you say, Laharas Sasasuk, Hilu Yatsam Mitzrayim, that all of us just left Mitzrayim, so Hallel Bishas Hanes, maybe that's, people say, is a Doraisa. Subsequent years, when you just remember the Nes, maybe that's only a Hallel Dirabanan. But if, at the time that you're experiencing the Nes, then everyone has, you just don't want to stop and concrete and make a bracha and say Hallel. You just spontaneously, you know, break out in song. And that's the Hallel of Shira of Pesach night. And you would, and therefore, I don't know why then you can sit down and why, and then you can take a break, but because it's not all those limits are only on limits on Hallel of Kriya, but not on Hallel of Shira.
You say bracha before and you say bracha and with and obviously right. You're not talking in the middle because right. You're in the Tuba Bracha. This
right.
is an right. expression of thanks that we call, that we took from Hallel,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily the same mitzvah of Hallel.
Right. So I think that meant this, our whole question was, Tosus, who says that Hallel on Pesach night is that women are chayiv, so Hallel on Chanukah they should be chayiv too. But then we said maybe no, maybe Hallel on Pesach night it's a different type of Hallel. They're chayiv because it's Torah Shira, but that's not the case of Hallel on Chanukah night. So only the Hallel of Shas Shira that they're chayiv in, but maybe not Hallel of Chanukah night. So that I think that's what I was leaning towards. The other way I can maybe answer. Is and this I brought down also through Harei Kedem Santor of the Rav, was that maybe they are chayiv in Hallel, but the Rav brings a point of saying that the hadlaka is not just the chiyuv hadlaka and you're kind of the mitzvah of hadlaka, but in the mitzvah of hadlaka there is also a kiyum of persumei nisa, which could also then be mekayim your mitzvah of Hallel and Hodah. Through the act of lighting, you can also be yotze your mitzvah of Hallel and Hodah through lighting a candle. He wants to bring that down. We can see it inside. He quotes a Rambam, Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Gimel.
Why doesn't that apply to men?
What?
It's good for women.
Right.
So that would
that
apply.
On,
that would apply.
We don't say Hallel for him. That's one of the reasons.
Wait, one second. So why would man say Hallel on Chanukah if we say that? Oh, so okay, you're right. I'm just saying that maybe you're right. So then man somehow has an additional level. The question is why, but somehow this base level of Hallel Hodah, maybe the women, when they're already were Makayim, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneros, I didn't say not because they said Hallel, they were Yotze their Hallel by saying Haneros Halalu, I thought that maybe they Yotze their Hallel just through the Hadlaka itself. But you're right, why then, you know, but women, but men still have the Sedechiv of Hallel in addition to that, but at least the base Hallel, maybe women are could be Mekayim through their lighting. And he wanted to say this double aspect in Hallel. How do you know that the lighting maybe has two aspects to it, a Persume Nisa aspect and just a regular Hadlaka aspect? So he wanted to maybe say Mimidaik in the Rambam, because the Rambam talks about halacha gemal mipnei zehit nu chachamim shavoso hador sheyachet yomim ha'elu yimei simcha v'halel umadlikin b'hen hanera. So if I was had time, I would underline umadlikin b'hen hanera. So he already said b'erev al pischei basim. So he already talked about lighting, and then he goes v'chule laharos l'gal saneis v'yom elohim nanukim chanukah. And then all of a sudden, the Rambam mentions again later on in the Rambam, "V'hadlakos haneris behem mitzvus adivrei sofim kukriyas megillah." And then he talks again about the mitzvah of hadlakos haneris. But with two lines earlier, he already said that the zechiyah of hadlaka. So why two lines later is he talking about a zechiyah of hadlaka again? So the Rambam wanted to say, I mean, the Rav wanted to point out, "V'yetarchein b'kefal alashim b'halacha zu legabe mitzvus hadlakos ner chanukah." The halo b'tchila, we already said, "Kfar kasev hitinu chachamim madlikim behen neros." We already said he talked about madlikim, so umahosif od b'sim halacha. Why at the end of halacha does he start talking about halachas and eras again? That it's a mitzvah. So he says, "V'nir v'dasa Rambam, the mitzvah salakas ner Chanukah tarti ichlul bay." There's really two aspects or two things that are in that mitzvah salakas neris. Chada d'yesha adlakas haner kia mitzvah divrei sofrin, and that was what he was talking about at the end of the Rambam. Shechul adlakas haner, and that's how the Rambam ended. There's a mitzvah divrei sofrin to light candles, and that's what the Rambam was talking about at the end. So what was the Rambam talking about in the beginning? Well, here's what you make simcha v'halel u'madlikim behen haneres be'erev va'od amr b'zeh d'yesh v'hadlacha chia pirsum v'gilon hanes v'zeh. That's why the Rambam says v'chilas l'shono she'etkinu chachamim she'madlikin al pintchei abatim k'dei l'aros u'lgal sanes v'sir l'la Rambam da'al yidei zeh mitzvah achas shol pirsum v'nisa al yidei hadlakas haner. No, the ain zeh, I'm sorry, the ain zeh mitzvah achas shol pirsum v'nisa al yidei hadlakas haner ela deim shnei kiyumim nefrodim. There's two separate kiyumim. The mitzvah hadlakas near Chanukah, din hadlaka, and v'chovas pirsum megilu hanes. And then he says a little later on, v'nei mashia her harambam lichtov et sipor hanes. He also wants to say, why does the Rambam talk about this whole story of Chanukah? When he gives you the halachas Chanukah, he gives you a whole history lesson. Why is he giving you the history lesson? Hum mishum de ikur mitzvah hadlakas near Chanukah, hum mishum pirsum hanes. V'alidei pirsum hanes, he says it very clearly, anu makami mitzvah halal v'hadah. So from that last line, which I quoted in the name of the Rav in Harei Kedem, he wanted to say that Adlakas Haneros could be a kim in Halal V'adah. So I thought, how could the women, the whole question is, are women chayiv? So maybe women are chayiv because but they were mekayim nechiv through halal and through the hadlaka. But what they're not chayiv in is the tehillim. But at least the chayiv on the maybe from the hadlaka aspect.
We've separated two concepts that are very confusing for us.
Yeah.
It's not the same. There's halal.
Yeah.
Starts with a bracha, ends with a bracha, has psukim in the middle.
Right.
And there's halal, which is an action of praising Hashem and it seems the women on Hanukkah, pashut, they chayivim halal.
Okay.
But which halal?
Right.
Not the halal where you stand up in shul and you start with a bracha.
I would agree with that.
That is, since it's in the realm of Beit Knesset.
Yeah, in Beit Knesset, okay.
His own realm of Beit Knesset.
Right.
That's not the realm.
That's the Magen Avraham, and that's the Beir Halacha. It says they're not departure from it.
Right. That's the Hallel.
Right.
If you talk about that Hallel, it's one
right.
thing. If However, you talk about Hallel as a concept,
right.
then
maybe Afin Hoshub, right.
Then the women that
Right,
in.
So that's what I was trying to juggle, that maybe the Magen Avraham and the Beir Halacha, when they said there's no halal, women are not chayim halal, exactly right. It's the Beis Hillel Kriya type of halal. But maybe when we wanted to make this logical thing with jump from Tosfos, he says if it's halal is mishum neis, and you can say afen hoyo boso neis, maybe that would be mechayev. Maybe they could be mechayev that type of halal.
Back to through,
that's a, from Lel Haseder, right?
Which is just Shira. It's not Kriya.
Excellent. It's just halal of Shira. So the same type of halal of Shira, maybe they can have a non-verbal Shira through the hadlaka of pirsum neisa. Exactly right. The last one sort of says my last answer. Could sort of maybe limit it. Again, our whole question was that maybe wants to say the following: maybe afen hayu b'osanes won't work for halel on Chanukah, and I'll say for the following reason. Again, we wanted to say that maybe afen hayu b'osanes is it tells you that when your action fulfills persume nisa. Right? Then, women, since they were involved in that nais, they're chayiv in that action too, because they're chayiv in pursuing. Women are chayiv in pursuing nisa. And so we said, so therefore, women are chayiv in hadlaka. Because, and this is what, and I just quote, because when you look at a candle, it's persume nais. I look at a candle, all of a sudden I see a candle burning in the window. I think back in the Migdash, there was candles burning. The Greeks came, they destroyed the Migdash. Yevanim came, and they fought, and they won, and they were rededicated the Migdash, and they lit, and then it was a miracle. It lasted 8 days. That's all by seeing the candles. So by looking at a candle, or so lighting a candle, there's acts of Pirsume Nisa involved in it. However, if someone came right into shul, right, and heard you say Hallel, does that bring you back to the Nes of Chanukah? Just hearing the Pirkei Hallel, just hearing those Prakim of Hallel, does that bring you back? It doesn't jump. It could be other things. You know, doesn't jump and draw the memory and bring you back to Pirsumi Nisa of Hanukkah. So we want to say that Afen Hayu Bosu Anes might work to be Mechayev a woman to light candles, and it does, and a woman is Chayev to light candles because Afen Hayu Bosu Anes. But we want to say, oh, if it works for that, Anes, let it work also for Hallel. Let Afen Hayu Bosu Anes work for Hallel too, and let them be Mechayev and Hallel. But we say no, because Afen Hayu only works for Pirsumi Nisa. So it would work for Adlakas Neros, but since when you just hear the Pirkei Tehillim, there's really no Pirsume Nisa of the Nes of Hanukkah, so Afen Hayu Bosu Anes won't work there, and so therefore maybe a woman would be chayiv to light candles, but a woman would not be chayiv to say Hallel. Afen Hayu Bosu Anes would be mechayiv a woman to light candles because of Pirsume Nisa, but Afen Hayu Bosu Anes would not be mechayiv a woman to say Hallel because there's no real Pirsume Nisa per se when you just listen to Hallel. So and that's what Rav Avadja Yosef said in the last source, second line, Mishum She'ika Mitzvos Adlakas Neiros Chanukah Hu Kedei Lefarsim Hanes L'Rabim La'ovim V'shavim V'nei Abayis Shuron Tenes Chanukah Dolkin V'al Yidei Kach Zorchen En Nisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Neflosu. When you see the candle, this Pirsumei Nisa, you can remember the whole Chanukah story. L'fich Gam HaNashim Shor Bos Hanes Chayvus L'Fus Hanes Avav Amir's Hallel. When you just hear the Pirkei Tehillim, Afal Bishugam Hu Nemar Lishim Pirsumei Nisa, Aval Ein Ze Elo Beino Levein Kono. I think he's leaning towards, I think that's what he's trying to say, is that that's just a personal thing, your personal, you know, your Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's no Pirsumei Nisa aspect when you hear Pirkei Tehillim, it doesn't bring you back to the Hanukkah story, so maybe you can make that distinction of why Afen Hayu Bosu Anes allows a woman to, who's coming Mechayev a woman to light candles, but it wouldn't be Mechayev a woman like the Magen Avraham and the Be'er Halacha explained, to say Hallel on Hanukkah.
What about Pesach? Pesach, you said, is a different Hallel so, from Shira.
And then a woman would be chayiv in that because of Shira, but not necessarily would be
it's chayiv. Not the same Hallel. But saying it's not the same Hallel.
Not the same Hallel.
Hanukkah, we're talking about her saying a regular Hallel.
A regular right. Hallel. Right, a Hallel of, with you know, Bracha and Kriya and that type
there's
of Hallel.
There's also a Hallel in the a parallel between the Beit Knesset and the Beit Knesset would light candles.
Right.
Sumei Denisa.
Right.
Right. Women don't light candles.
Right.
Now, I'd like to go on a limb and say they're probably not allowed to. It's not. They won't be Motzi the Tzibor in Hadlakat Neirot, and they can't make a bracha.
In short, I don't know if that's true, but you're right. I would say because really the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros is only on the bias. So remember we said there's two aspects. There's a mitzvah derabanan of Hadlakas Neiros, and that's only on the bias. And then there's a separate mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. And maybe the women are chayiv in Pirsumei Nisa, but they're not chayiv on the mitzvah derabanan of Hadlakas Neiros. But they are chayiv in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros when it comes to Pirsumei Nisa. When it comes to a shul, I think you're lighting just because of Pirsumei Nisa, and you're not lighting because it's your house. Some people said there were homeless people in shul, so maybe that allowed you to light the candles in shul, because for them, it was their home. But mainly you're lighting in shul, I think, because it's Domen L'Migdash, and that's the connection between Chanukah and Chanukah, or maybe it's a pure, when there's a chiv on the, when a tzibur gets together, and a tzibur is defined, not if you're having a big party and a lot of people, the Rebbe was very against a big party, a lot of people light on Hanukkah, light Hanukkah candles. But if a tzibah, when is you called a tzibah? When you come together and you have to daven, so the chiv to daven makes you a tzibor, and then the tzibor has a separate chiv of Pirsumei Nisa. I was about to say a woman should do it because it's Pirsumei Nisa, but I just backtracked and I said it's only a Pirsumei Nisa but tzibur, and maybe a woman, since, and I said what defines the tzibur, I thought was the chi of tefila can coalesce and make it, and since maybe the woman is not in the chi of tefila, maybe she can't light. So I gave two tzad. If you're just looking at a Pirsumei Nisa, I thought women could light because it's Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. But if you say Pirsumei Nisa of a tzibur, and what's magdir the tzibur, the chi of tefila, that's what's magdir, then I say a woman couldn't do it.
Because I think you turn off the candle after you finish davening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only shach to davening.
Right.
And if it's only shach to davening, so on the men's right. side is the mechitza, it's only shach to davening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one should
the same thing as halal.
Okay.
Halal is on the men's side, and it's shach to davening.
Right.
So that formal halal,
women
women are not
going to
be chayav.
Right.
Halel, they're chayav.
Right. Again, we saw a few achronim, a few people said that maybe women are chayav, and they tried to take that. Again, it seemed very logical from the jump from Tosfos, because and we said halel mishum nesu, so that sort of apply it now. But the main ones, the Magen Avraham and the Berelach and Mishnah Berurah, said they're not, and we tried to give those explanations
when you go,
why
when
they're
you
not.
Go back, when you go back to the sources,
yeah.
About. When they say the chayvim halel,
yeah,
does it have to mean chayvim halel that starts with a bracha, ends with a bracha, and has the psukim in the middle, or can it also mean a halel like we said the halel chayvim halel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So even they could be saying.
Right. Even they can say that maybe they're
about right.
But they can still agree.
Right. Right.
Which is what I try to say that maybe they're through the hadlaka there with Chayim. Right. And I was saying that maybe I was right. I was agreeing with you that maybe the Magen Avraham and the Berelach when they said it, they were limiting it to the formal Hallel, but they weren't pottering women up from a more general aspect of Hallel.
I heard once a very interesting halakhan. Yeah. It's in a book called Chanukah Ner Beitov. I don't know who wrote it. He's talking about the fact that you need a minyan.
Right.
So in the Beit Knesset.
Right. Right.
He said if you have six men
mm-hmm.
and four women,
right,
you can also light the candle Beit Knesset.
Uh-huh.
If you have like six men and three women, you can't. If you have right. nine men, you can't.
Right.
And he would say in the Yain of Hanukkah
to make it into a tzibur,
right,
woman
right.
could.
And he would, and he also he extended that also to the bracha at the end of Kriya Megillah.
Right.
So you need a tzibur, you need 10 people,
mm-hmm.
but they can be, you have to have a majority of men,
right.
It could also be four women, to that,
okay.
And without it,
I remember that there was a machlokas at the end of davening, when you should, at Motzei Shabbos, should you make Havdalah first, or light the candles first? So the Rav wanted to say, davening was over, then the tzibur disbanded, and then you can't light candles in shul. So we thought that you should light candles first in shul before Havdalah, because the chiyuv still of Havdalah of the tzibur keeps the tzibur around and allows you then to light as the tzibur pursuing Misa in the base Knesset.
That's a functional.